everybody is on the move. It seems as though no matter where you go, in this world that is shrunk by the jet-age transportation, people are traveling. The interstate highways and freeways also, which have been planned to serve traffic for another 10 years at least, are already crammed and overcrowded in many areas of the country. The airports are bursting at the seams with national and international travelers. Man is truly on the go. And surely this is a fulfillment of Daniel's prophecy written over 2,500 years ago. And that is that he said that in the time of the end, many shall run to and fro. You can find that prophecy in the 12th chapter and verse 4. But I may be speaking to one who has never traveled much in his life. Perhaps you've never traveled more than to work and back home. And it's very possible that I'm speaking today to one who is confined to his home. Perhaps you are ill. You have never been out of your home or out of your room. Well, I want that you should consider this today, dear listener, whoever you might be and wherever you might be. Nevertheless, you are a traveler. Yes, you are swiftly traveling on the sea of time. Now look back and see the days and the months and the years of travel that you have already come. Well, how short it all seems. The journey seems as nothing. But still, you are traveling on. You are getting closer to your destination with every beat of your heart. Now, what I want you to do today is to stop and consider this. Right now, consider this tremendous fact of vital importance. What is that? Let me state it again. You are swiftly traveling on the sea of time, and your destination is eternity. And the question that I would ask is this: where are you going? Where will you be in eternity? Now, in eternity, there are but two places. You're on your way either to one or the other. Each one is as eternal in duration as the other. One, however, is an everlasting heaven. The other is an eternal hell. Now, in either one or the other, you must be. And it is to either one or the other you are swiftly traveling. And perhaps today your destination will be reached. Now think of that. And either a heaven of unsullied happiness or a hell of unmitigated woe is going to be your destination. Either with the redeemed in glory in the presence of God and of the Lamb, and there be no night there, there be no sorrow, no tears, no death. There will be holy pleasures forevermore. But on the other hand, if not there, it will be in the pit of the doomed. The Lord Jesus speaks of it as hell. Everlasting darkness. No light, no hope, but endless misery and woe. Dear listener, in either one of these two places, you must be for eternity. You cannot and will not remain on earth. Your soul will live on forever. You cannot annihilate yourself. You have been born for an eternal existence. Your soul is immortal. And mark it well. And don't let mere human reasoning and infidelity turn you away from the vital truth of God. I want to assure you, however, that a God who has created you is a God who desires that your eternity be spent with Him. And He has done all that is necessary that this may be true. The door to heaven is open for you. And I would, however, say this: the door of hell is open too. Now you must decide which door you will enter, which destination will be yours. And it's not a matter of chance where you will go in eternity. It is rather a question of your choice. Now I would desire that you would allow me to turn you to the words of the Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 7. I want to direct your thoughts to his words. And within the compass of two short verses in Matthew 7, we have the Lord Jesus Christ who speaks authoritatively, speaking also entreatingly, and he speaks faithfully in regards to the eternal destination of mankind. In verse 13, he says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." I would like to point out very briefly and simply four facts that the Lord states here. He speaks, first of all, of two gates, next, of two ways, third, of two companies, and fourth, of two ends. He does not want you and me to miss the message. And certainly, we do not mistake his desire and longing for our eternal good when he says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate." He is the one who is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. And he himself has come into the world to be the way to heaven. Did he not say, "I am the way, the truth, and the life"? He did. He also said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." And he would also remind us through his holy word, which tells us that neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. In a word, first of all, he is the straight gate. He is the one who invites you to come to him. And that gate is straight in that it demands that you come as an individual, for you have to do with him as such. It is straight because it is righteous, and it is that which leads to life. The other gate, the wide gate, he says here, is that which enters the broad way. But it is wide. Many there be that go in thereat. You know, people like to go along with the crowds, and they think that the majority is right. Well, I'll tell you, dear friend, the majority was wrong when Christ was here, and the majority today in unbelief and infidelity are wrong. Do not be swayed by the majority. Yes, there is a wide gate. Oh, take no comfort in the fact that you have much company on your way to hell. Oh, be reminded that you are an individual before God, and you need to enter the straight gate. You have to do with him individually and personally. Wide is the gate. Broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. The broad way has various classes of people on it. But you know, this is the road into which we all find ourselves by nature and practice. It's a way that leads down. There is that which contains the immoral, the violent, the corrupt. However, there are those who are very moral on this way. There are those who have fine ideals, those who do their best in society. But beloved listener, remember this: the broad way contains those who have not come to Christ, who have gone on their own way There is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You can be religious and not be born again. You can be a church member and still be on your way to hell. You can be clean and moral and upright and still perish as you enter the destination of destruction. Be warned of this. The Lord Jesus warns us of it. Wide is the gate, broad is the way. But remember that it leads to destruction. The end is hell. It's not annihilation, but the purpose for which man was created, that he might receive God into his heart and to live the life of Christ, to be a testimony for him, to enjoy heaven. Your refusal to come to the straight gate only dooms you to be destroyed as far as the purpose for which God created you. It'll be to your own undoing, your own endless agony and woe. But Jesus says, enter the straight gate. He says, straight is the gate. Narrow is the way. Yes, it is narrow. It is defined by the truth of God. There is no other way. It does not leave room for man's opinion. The human concept is that no matter what you believe, just so you're sincere about something, will ultimately take you to heaven, if there is such a place, such the reason or reasons. But you know that the Lord Jesus defines the narrow way, and it's narrow in that it is God's way. He sets the limits. He defines how to get there, and there is only one way. It's narrow too in this respect that in comparison with the many who are traveling, there are few, Jesus says, that find it. How few in comparison with the many who choose rather to go their own way. But oh, I trust that the listener today will be constrained by the Lord Jesus to enter at the straight gate. Come on the narrow way. Be in the company of the few, if you will, but I'll guarantee this, that in eternity, you'll be in the company of the majority. Christ is going to have the preeminence. Yes, the redeemed, oh, that countless multitude of those who are washed in the blood of the Lamb will be there. Why will you be missing? Your destiny, you can still determine. This very day, you need not end up in an eternal hell. The Lord desires that you spend eternity in the glorious heaven that He has gone to prepare. How can you enter the straight gate? Oh, I trust that this is your sincere question, because the Word of God has the answer. To enter means to come, and in the step of faith, plant your foot, as it were, inside the door, saying, I trust Christ is my Savior. He became the door by His death at Calvary for you, and the shedding of His blood has made the remedy available that you might have your sins cleansed and therefore be fit for the narrow way and for the eternal life, the realm of eternal bliss with Himself. He has done it all. He has opened up the way by His death. He has confirmed it by His resurrection. And now He tells you to enter by the Word. And the Word would lead you to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Entering is coming, stepping over the threshold, as it were. One step of faith. Acknowledge to Him that you have sinned, that you're going the wrong way. Though you've been going with the many, you're going down, you're going to destruction. You have your eyes open, you repent of your sins. All right. Then at the cross, there's the turnoff. There's the exit off of the broad way. Come to Him who died for you. And coming is believing. And believing is personally accepting Him as your own Savior. And if you do that, the Lord Jesus says, thou shalt be saved. You can know that your destiny then, as you travel on the sea of time, is heaven. And should you reach that destiny today having trusted Christ, having entered the door, the straight gate at the cross, where he died for you. Your destiny, you can be sure, is heaven. Because Jesus said, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know, K-N-O-W, that ye have eternal life." God grant that today, this very moment, you turn off the Broadway in repentance and trust Christ. Enter the straight gate. Arrive at the destination, heaven.